At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
To the old me. Scared and unseen, you're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes and the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is the voice I found. For those who lost their voice, I sing it loud.
I keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Keeping It Real on Purpose, where we challenge your everyday thinking and limiting beliefs around life, relationships, and your business to help you live your life purposefully. I'm your host, Edna White, your life purpose coach. And today, I am so excited that we have our guest, Dr. Monica Jackson. And she is the owner and I believe the founder of Dr. Monica Y. Jackson Education and Design Services. It is involving instructional design, book publishing, layout, and WordPress website instructing. I think that we're going to learn some great things today. Welcome, Dr. Jackson. How are you?
Thank you, Edna. I appreciate you having me here, and I'm doing well, and hope you are as well.
I am doing wonderful. I am so glad that you're here with me and my audience, and I know that we're going to learn some great things tonight. So tell us a little bit about your business.
Well, as you mentioned, I am Dr. Monica, and most of my colleagues and students refer to me as Dr. Monica, and I founded Dr. Monica Y. Jackson Educational and Design Services, and it came about because over the years, I've worked in different industries. This is not to brag. I just want to show the elevation, the evolution, rather, of my skill set in business. I started off in computer science. My undergraduate degree is in computer science. Mm-hmm. I spent about 15 years in that industry and was in that industry for 13, 14 years, 15 okay. or more. And then went through the dot-com era. The dot-com era happened, and I found myself with layoff after layoff. Five layoffs in 1 year.
Woo.
Five.
Wow.
So I had, when I filed my taxes, I had five W-2s.
Wow. We all have craziness at one W-2, so with five, woo.
Now, most people will look at that as, you know, horrible. The first time it happened, it was. The second time, I was like, okay. The third time, I'm like, okay, I'm ready for this. But what it told me is that not only did you lose, you gained.
Oh, yeah.
You survived. Yeah. Somebody desired your skills. somebody desired what you had. And so that is what my takeaway was. Not only that, is to capitalize on what you have to offer. And most importantly, never stop learning and developing yourself.
Absolutely.
So after that, I went back. I just was literally just, I had enough of being laid off, you know, the instability. So I decided to reinvent myself. I went back to school and got my master's degree. Mm-hmm. In that process time, I was also going through a divorce.
Ooh.
And at the time, most people, you know, they panic when they go through divorce, or it's devastation.
Mm-hmm.
And what that did for me is, instead of just walking away from the marriage, I decided to, you know what, let me try to work with this man, and let me try to give him pointers of what I need, what we need to get make this work. And in that process, because we both were over 40, that was his first marriage, and he had any children, that was my second marriage. And I said, well, maybe I'm putting too much on him. So I decided that I make myself have an outlet. So I went back to school to get my master's degree.
Mm-hmm.
So that way I can break up my time between, you know, instead of throwing myself all into this marriage, having expectations of him, putting things on him when he really just did not know.
Right.
That I would have another outlet where I can go to school. That would take up some of the time.
Right.
And so that's what I did. As a result of that, I did not know that that was going to open doors for me in terms of being able to teach in the college system.
Right.
And
okay.
I always wanted to teach, and my high school math teacher told me not to. He said, they don't make money. Teachers don't make money.
Mm-hmm.
So go into computer science, which I did.
Mm-hmm.
So I started teaching, started doing instructional design probably for 19 years. I primarily taught online. So, you know, we're going through the COVID pandemic and most people are working from home. I'm used to working from home, so things didn't shift for me.
Right.
And so in that process, went through another situation with the university, and it just kind of devastating, and started to see myself developing courses for them, and decided to offer those to business. And given that I had so to speak. So what I'm hoping people get out of what I'm saying is, when things happen, you make other things happen.
Oh, in other words, that's good. That's good.
You don't pigeonhole yourself. We have this thing about how we expect life to be, how we want life to be, and we can plan, go A, B, C, and D, and then when things don't happen, we fall apart. So I'm going to talk about that fall apart right now a little bit.
Okay.
My recent book that I wrote is called Wounds of Wisdom. It is a testimony about my journey through life. It's about, it has 7 chapters: friends' wounds, business wounds, workplace wounds, church wounds, marriage wounds, business wounds, and children wounds.
Mm-hmm.
And these are things people don't want to talk about. We want to have this air as like everything's okay. We have it all together.
Right.
And so people need to know that sometimes things happen. I have 5 different degrees. Like I said, I was laid off in 1 year 5 times. I've been divorced.
Mm-hmm.
I've had several things that have happened, and I didn't let those things define me. And I hope that your listeners take that away.
Yeah.
So if you're in business, if the business failed, it's not a failure. You learn something. Take something from every single wound. I say wounds have purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, there's wisdom in every single wound. So stop having this expectation of what should be and embrace what is and what you can make out of something else.
That's nice. That's really, really good. I really like what you said. When things happen, you make things happen. So many times my clients have always, well, I just gave up because it wasn't, the challenges were there and the door wouldn't open and I just gave up. But this calls to courage, you know, it calls to what wounds really represent. And I'm so glad that you said that, because my group, my publishing company, is called Wounded to Wonderful. This is like so great. I'm elated from this right now, because it's so yin and yang right now. We are so there. We're so there. And you are just amazing about what you said. I'm going to hashtag that. When things happen, you make things happen. That's yours. That's your phrase. I'm going to make sure it's said for you. But let's go on the part where you talk about wounds. And I know that when you first, we always, as kids, right, we think about we're going to have fun all the time. When is the first time that you said, you know what, I'm not going to work for anybody else, I'm going to work for myself? When did that wound open up and say, you know, I'm going to fix that, I'm going to become an entrepreneur? When did that happen?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
I think we lost.
Oh, okay.
Okay. What's going on?
Oh, sorry. Did you hear my question?
Repeat the question. You said.
So I said, when did the entrepreneurial bug bite you? When did you said that, you know, these wounds have got to heal and I need to do this? I need to go out on my own.
I didn't have a choice.
That's great.
Some people feel like they have a choice. You know, you're going to either sink or swim. You're going to either eat or starve. And I was not willing to starve. So I had to make some things happen. I had to do some things. Although I was unemployed, I had to decide, what did I already know that I can capitalize on? It may not bring me the money that I expect, but it was better than being homeless or being without food.
Right.
So sometimes you have to do what you have to do until you can do what you want to do.
Woo!
Okay.
That's one for the books. Another one.
And sometimes people don't recognize or realize that. And I think, I'm going to go back to even childhood. A lot of us and a lot of parents even say, what do you want to be in life?
Yeah.
Who do you want to be? Yeah. What do you want your career to be? Where do you want to go to school?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, the problem with that.
Yeah.
It's nothing wrong with planning and having aspirations and goals. However, you need to learn who you are first.
Yeah.
What are your talents?
Yeah.
You know, stop trying to live somebody else's dream. Yeah. Stop thinking that the grass is greener on the other side. Water your grass and grow and that and be planted.
Girl, stop it. Three for the road, girl, stop it. Water your grass. Don't worry about the green on the brown. Worry about your grass. I love it. Go ahead, Dr. Monica. Do it.
So I had to learn that, because nothing was being handed to me. Nobody was giving me things. And, you know, people always say that when one door closes, another opens. Sometimes you have to open your own door.
Yeah.
And so I had to do just that. When I started, when I was laid off, it was amazing, because one young lady said, you write very well. Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought about writing for this particular publication?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't know anything about this publication. It's a well-known publication in New York, and I've never written for a magazine. So I said, how do you approach a magazine? I actually found online, how do you, approach an editor to write in their magazine?
Mm-hmm.
And I queried, wrote a letter, mailed a letter. I live in California. I mailed that letter to New York. I'm going to say within 3 days, I received a phone call from that publication. We want you to write for us. I'm like, really? And wait a minute. My background is not journalism.
Right.
They said, no. And they said, no, we want you to write. We want you to write a column. I said, what are you talking about? And so they said they wanted to publish the particular article that I had written.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that's just a draft. I can't do that. And they said, we want this. I said, well, let me tweak it a little bit for you and your audience. So I did.
I wrote for them for several months. I said, let me try this again. Reached out to another well-known Black magazine in Black-owned magazine in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing happened. I said, well, maybe I can be a writer now and just, you know, live off of this for a while. And those who are writers know that, you know, there's not a lot of money in writing.
Uh-uh.
There's not a lot of money. You know, they're going to pay you per word or per page or this. But for me, writing comes naturally. So even if they were only going to pay me, I'm just throwing out a number, if they were only going to pay me $250 to write an article, it took me less than an hour to write that article.
Yeah.
And so I had to look at it from a different perspective. I just made $250 for 30 minutes worth of work.
Right.
So when you look at things that way, you can, you tend to just continue to do the things that, you're somewhat called to do in that
right.
particular season.
Yeah.
And seasons, you know, seasons expire. A lot of times we go to college, we get degrees and think we're supposed to be in a particular industry or field.
Oh my goodness. Could you say that? I want you to stop, Dr. Monica. I really do. Right now. Stop it right now. You are solidifying a whole lot of what I talk about, but go ahead. I'm let you. I just want to let you know that.
And it's amazing how we say this is what we're going to do. Well, I've had probably five different careers, and what I realize is that in my current business, I'm using all of those skills
mm-hmm.
in my business. So a lot of times I feel like I don't necessarily have the resources or the support, or people don't come through
right.
for me to do certain things, but all my years of experience allowed me to be able to do it myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I hope a lot of people look at. You know, people always saying, well, I don't know how to do this, or I can't do that. If you want something bad enough, you'll learn it. You'll learn
sure.
how to do it.
Sure.
And you'll make it happen. You have to decide what's important to you and what's a priority to you. I always say that people will always make time for what's important to them. If
to
they
them.
Don't, it's not
right.
important,
right.
period.
Right. That's right. They will make time for what's important for them, not for you.
Correct.
So I, you know, you are saying so many things that are so on point about business, about life, because I always talk about what's happening in your life is sure going to happen in your business. It's going to happen.
Yes.
It's going to show up. And I always I was talking to a client today, and she was talking about her supervisor. I don't like to use the word boss, and you probably mm-hmm. know why, but I her supervisor, and she's saying all this stuff, and I said, you know, what we as women, we can't act like men. We can't.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way we can
mm-hmm.
act like men. They can walk around the power struggle, but we'll be called that nasty word that,
yeah.
you know, we'll be called that nasty word.
Yes.
Some of us get into that realm, and because we're emotional creatures,
mm-hmm.
it comes out wrong.
Yes. Yes.
And those wounds, again, those wounds show up in our business
mm-hmm.
life. And I'm so glad that you wrote this book on these, because I wrote them down, the pinnacles. You said some pinnacles about your book. These are nothing but pinnacles. When you build a house, you have to put four pieces up before you do anything to measure out the sides. You're measuring
yes.
it out. The four foundational pieces, you just said them. If you don't mind,
mm-hmm.
say them again, because I'm so glorifying your book. I can't even believe it right now.
Okay, I'm not even sure what I just said.
No! I'm talking about your book. Your book is Wounded.
Okay.
Wait. Hold on. Let
wounds
me say it. Wounded. No, Wounds of Wisdom.
Correct.
I'm talking about your four pillars that you talked about, the pieces that you said. You said business.
Okay.
Church.
There's seven.
There's seven chapters. Right. Go ahead. Say them. Business. You think you said one was business. Are you there? I'm sorry for the technical difficulties that we're having right now. Monica, are you there? Okay, there you go. There you go. I'm sorry, I lost you for a couple of seconds again. Just when we get to the good part. Okay, so the seven, you said seven. You said there's seven chapters. Okay, can you say the seven chapters?
There's workplace wounds, business wounds, friend wounds, church wounds, children wounds, family wounds, and the final one is marriage and divorce wounds.
Okay, I wrote them down as to be business, relationship, church, spiritual, and all the other stuff.
Yes.
But that's the foundation. What you're saying is all the foundation that we need to build our house.
Yes.
All that those, and we get wounded in those areas when we're starting to build a house and it goes kind of sideways. And I'm so glad that you're writing this book. I really would like our, tell us where we can find that book at this point right now. So my audience and myself.
They can get the book on my website at drmonicajackson.com.
Okay.
And go directly to the page. I go in /books or just click on the book link.
Okay.
And you can get the book there. It's also available on Amazon as an ebook.
Okay.
And as paperback, but they still can go through the website to get the paperback.
Oh, they have special carte blanche when they go to your website, right?
Yes.
Okay.
They make it a little bit something special.
Okay, see, audience, go to her website to get this book because I'm telling you, I'm going. So you guys go. Definitely go get this book because I believe that it's going to reveal a lot that we all need to hear about and we need to, as she said, testify about and have a testimony.
Yes.
So right now I want you to tell us about a client that you've had in the past or presently that really touched your heart and tell us about how that client changed your practice.
Well, I want to say maybe, I think 3 years ago, first of all, I tell people, you need to learn to toot your own horn. And that's not an arrogance.
It sure isn't. Would you say that again, please?
You need to learn to toot your own horn. And that's not arrogance.
It's
and I'm
not.
Saying that because I stand behind my character. I stand behind who I am and my integrity and my ethics. And that shows up when somebody from 10 or 15 years ago can refer somebody to me to do some work for them. And this particular individual I've never met. And he contacted me and said that he was referred to me from somebody I didn't work for. And I'm like, really? I said, but that was like 10 or 15 years ago. So again, we need to understand who we are and make sure that our character stays intact because you never know who you are going to meet down the road, how it will impact your business. It can make or break your business. And so you need to operate with integrity. So when he contacted me, he wanted to publish a book.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted me to do the layout, the cover design, and so forth and so on. My rates are not cheap.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the most expensive person. However, you're going to get a high quality product. You're going to get exactly a finished product. You're not going to get me coming back and telling you, you got to pay this. You're going to know up front.
Right.
Here's the quote. This is the rate. I do not negotiate my rates. I'm going to repeat that again. I do not negotiate my rates because I'm not in competition with anyone. I'm in competition with myself.
Right.
And so I stand behind my work. So if someone asks me, is it negotiable? No. And the reason why, go somewhere else because you'll be back or you won't get what you expect.
Right.
So when he reached out to me, he wrote this book, and interesting because he was a pastor. And we have this illusion of what pastors are. We
mm-hmm.
have a reality of what some pastors are and what they aren't.
Mm-hmm.
And when he wrote this book, I didn't edit the book, but I thought it was just gonna be a fluff. You know, just another religion.
Right. Gotcha.
You know, put down, or this is how you're supposed to walk.
Right,
you're
right.
Not walking,
mm-hmm.
talking it. And it wasn't. It was so blatant. It was so direct. it was from one pastor to other pastors. This is how we need to operate. And this is why people aren't following you. This is why lives aren't changing. And I was so blown away by his boldness, if you will. And that helped me down the line to be bold in this particular book. And he, you know, it's so amazing. I think that people think that you're doing them a favor. Sometimes they're doing you a favor. Or they're a blessing. You're being a blessing. And they're a blessing to you. And so that book that he wrote inspired me to be bold enough to say some of the things that I said in this book, in my own book. And as a result, there's been pastors who've come to me who said, wow, you know, this is a great book. People have to read it. Right. But here's the thing about it. They'll read it. But there'll be very few churches that will invite me to talk about things that I'm talking about in this church.
You know that's right. You know that's right.
Because it's going to go about against the business.
That's right. Dr. Monica, I want you to hush right now. A hush. Hush. Oh, my goodness. Hush. We're in cahoots, so hush, okay? Just hush. Okay. But go on. It's great. It's good stuff. Good stuff that we need to hear.
And, you know, right now, we don't need fluff. Mm-mm. We need truth. Right. We need the reality. And, you know, I'm just going to look on the back of my book, and I just want to say a couple of things that people, there were four people who read my book prior to me publishing it. Two didn't know me at all, and two knew me. But one thing that one person said, authentic and relatable.
Ooh.
Another one said, absolutely riveting.
Oh, that's good.
And, you know, it's just, she said, one of the person said, women do not share enough truth. This book shares total transparency.
Right.
You know, another one said, this book does not sugarcoat. We all go through things and often feel as though we are the only ones that have been in that situation. It really helps to find out that we're not alone and receive words of wisdom. This book can be a roadmap to healing for some, as well as an instruction manual to move forward. And that's what the book is about. You know, things happen in life and they can be devastating. However, you can choose to stay down or get up.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the power to put one foot in front of the other and move forward. And it takes time for some people to heal quicker than others.
Oh, sure.
Again, but we have to change our mentality.
Sure.
You know, life happens. No one is designed to be here forever.
No.
You know, we have these expectations in our upbringing. We really do. You know, some things, for instance, a child is not supposed to die before a parent. Says who?
Right. I want you to hush right now, doctor. I want you to hush right now. I say that. And I haven't lost any children, but I've lost a brother, and my mom lost a child way early, right after graduation. And I never asked that question of God. I never said that to him. I just said, why is my best friend gone? That's what I told him. They're my best friend. Why was my... I never said anything about, well... No child's, and my mother never said that to me. She never, she was in grief herself, but she never said that. She never said, I'm supposed to leave before he, she never said that. And that in itself, because I heard that before, I said, why is she not saying it? You know, why is she not saying it? But it was a revelation, I guess, for her that things can happen when, you know, church people, religious people, are not exempt. We're not exempt from life's tragedies. We're just, and I think that's what we don't get. You know, I think that's what we don't get. It's the clarity on that. Oh my gosh. I'm going to let you talk. Go ahead. Because it's really important. That right there, the clarity on
that. and you live happily ever after.
Yeah, I used to say it was the Brady Bunch syndrome. I said,
correct.
We're not the Brady Bunch. Even the Brady Bunch backstory was horrible.
You're right. And we have, you know, again, we don't want to talk about certain things.
Mm-mm.
And death is a part of life.
It is. It is.
And we don't teach that. We're supposed to live forever. And, you know, we're taught, I mean, we're taught, the Bible says, you know, live each day as if it's your last. Well, how many of us are doing that?
How many of us know that? No, I'll tell you what I can't keep going on, but I'm going to say this. We think that we're supposed to get that total reward when we die.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm,
the lessons, the book is when we live.
Yes, yes, yes. For however long that is.
That is right. No matter if it's 1 year, 20 years, 50 years, 90 years, 200 years, it's the book. We're the book.
Correct.
It's not when we get there, because, listen, when we go back, we going back to the Almighty, the whole essence of energy.
Correct.
Where are we walking around in gold, you know, walking around in gold paths and all that, in total energy now. Think about that. If he's all everything and total energy, where are we walking? Or where are we going in some castle or another? Where are we going?
What?
Well, I'm going to let you talk.
And we talk about, you know, we always hear when someone passes, oh, they're in a better place. But we don't celebrate as if they are.
Thank you.
We don't. We say it, but we're not living it. And
right.
So we need to change that. You know what? Thank you for the time that I had with you for X number of years. Now my life is different now, and I have to adjust to that. And it's sometimes easier said than done, again, but we have to learn to not let our life.
It's not easier said than done. It's not easier said than done. That's another state we need to get rid of. It's just do it.
Correct. Like Mike, just do it. Right.
Just do
You're
it.
Right.
It's really
You're
just
right.
do it. You know, a lot of things that it's easier said than done, I leaned on a lot of that. And then I'm like, wait a minute, I just did it prior to this.
Correct.
What am I doing to myself? I'm just messing myself up. You know what? Correct. We can talk, you and I can talk forever. Audience, I didn't even get to ask her questions about herself. We're going to have Dr. Monica back if she wants us back, okay?
Absolutely.
But we're going to do a YouTube channel on her and I, and we're going to have fun. So you all got to come back and see us really get into it, because this is the topics. These are the things that she's doing and I'm doing that you all really need to hear, that changes the way that you think and challenges your day-to-day practices, challenges. And that's what's important, because if we go by Jesus, and Dr. Mondo, you can kind of chime in. If we go by Jesus, Jesus challenged everything. Nothing he didn't challenge. There's nothing. There's nobody. And nothing he didn't challenge.
And you can't get through something. To something without going through something.
Oh my God. If you don't stop giving me these hashtags. You know, I really do appreciate you, Dr. Monica, for coming, because I don't chime with everybody, because I'm my authentic self, which I know you are. You're living your authentic self. And I don't chime with too many people, but when I hashtag. Okay? It's like, no, you're doing too much right now, Dr. Monica. My assistant, I'm going to tell my assistant, pull all everything she said out. Pull it out. Okay, so we got to get back on track, audience. We got to get back on track. We love this lady. Yes, we do. We love her. We love her. Okay, she's coming back on our YouTube channel. We love her. But we want to learn some things about you. We know about your business. All right? But I think we got off track, but it's good off track, and I like it. I like it a lot. So I want to learn about you.
Okay. Right.
Who is the most important person in your life?
And who is the most important person in my life?
Yes.
Let me say this very
clearly. Oh, Lord.
I made a statement earlier, but the most important person in my life is me.
Woo! I told you to stop. I told you to stop telling me this.
Let me say why. Okay. Because without me being at my best, I can't be anything for anybody else. So I have to take care of myself, whatever that is. One of the statements that I make in my book, and first of all, I guard my peace at all costs.
You and me both.
At all costs. And when I say all costs, I say all.
You and me both.
And so anything that disturbs my peace, I wake up to this quote every day on my wall. It is actually in the book. My peace. People don't realize that you can forgive them without speaking to them again. It's not a grudge. It's peace of mind.
Say that again, please, because I need people to hear that, because I am exactly the same way. Is I don't need to speak to you. My peace is important. And it's, I'm telling you, if you look at any of my videos from YouTube, you'll see behind me the word is peace all day. But that's important.
And it's important. And that's why, you know, we look at the state of the world right now. We're not at peace. And we're not at peace because somebody else is not at peace. But right now, I can say I'm at peace.
Right.
And a lot of people, when 2020 was going on, I even wrote in the book, 2020 was my best year.
Right.
Why? Why was that my best year? That's worse year for some people. I said, because I learned to adapt.
Yep. And I learned about myself. Yep. I had time with myself. Yeah. It's true.
I learned my peace.
Yeah.
And a lot of people didn't. They wanted to continue doing business as usual. But that was an opportunity for you to stop and make some changes and adjustment in yourself and take an inventory of yourself.
Yeah. I want to stop you right there. Because I've talked to people, my clients, not people, but my clients, about peace. Yes. Let's understand. I know we are over minutes right now. I want to talk about this word peace. Break peace down, because many people believe that peace is this thing that's, you know, like, you know, and you're walking on this cloud of air at all times, and that's attainable. Could you please break it down? Because I know you know.
Well, first of all, peace is not the absence of problems.
Oh, I want you to... I told you, Dr. Mama, behave.
So it's your approach to those problems. You have to learn to control what you can and take charge of what you can and leave alone what you can't. So if we sit around here and watch the news all day, what's that going to do?
Get us depressed.
You know, it's funny because people have to call and tell me what's going on in the world a lot of times. Why? Because that's going to disturb my peace.
Exactly.
There's nothing I can do about any of that. Mm-hmm. Nothing. So I can only do what I can do for Dr. Monica.
Right.
And so that's where I choose to be. That's not a selfishness, but that's where you, in order for me to continue to put one foot in front of the other,
right,
to continue to grow, continue to thrive and live, I don't ever want to leave this world in despair or, you know, depressed. So I have to do things that's going to rejuvenate my spirit.
Right.
Whether it's taking a walk, whether it's breathing, whatever, have gratitude. Just, you have to do things. You know, one of the things I do is I journal.
Right, me too.
When you're having problems, write those problems down.
Yes.
Why? You write those problems, leave them there, close that book, and go about your business. Don't wallow in it.
No. Nope.
And that's how I release that, so that I can remain in peace. So you have to learn learn to keep your peace. A lot of our illnesses that we have is because we're not at peace.
That's correct.
And so you are in complete control of that. It hasn't, you know, and I'm going to say this, I'm sure it's going to rub some people the wrong way. Some things are not always hereditary.
Nope.
Some things aren't hereditary. It's really lifestyle.
That's Thank you.
Where you were You were raised in that. That's what you knew to do. That's what you knew to eat. That's what you did. And because of that, this is what you got.
Exactly.
But stop eating this. Stop doing this. Do some things differently. And it's no longer a part of your genetic makeup, so to speak.
And it's not even genetic. I will tell you, it's something that somebody said.
Yes.
It's usually almost always something somebody ever said. And
correct.
I was just talking to a client today because she said, you know, here's a client that has paid hundreds of dollars. Yes. Hundreds of dollars to me and don't appear in class, in the sessions. Mm.
Yes.
And I, when I contact them, do you want the money? No. And I'm saying, so we're talking about their, you know, a situation, a medical condition. And I'm saying,
yes.
Do you understand what illness is, right? Well, my mom had this. I said, no. That's not what I said to you. Mm-hmm. What did the doctor tell you? He said, this is a condition. A condition, mm-hmm. by description, is illness, which means,
yes.
inside you. You're ill,
yes.
aligned with you. So what are you doing that is creating this? Because it's only one, if it was a disease, it would affect all of you.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
But this is something that found an area and, mm-hmm. said, let me sit right here. After I got mad, upset, stressed, aggravated, or have, yes. anxiety, I can't find no other place. Let me sit in your foot.
Yes.
And let me grow that. And your toe gets gigantic.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And,
yes.
so I said to my client, I says, what are you doing that is making this happen? She's, I'm eating good. I said, no. Good doesn't mean really healthy. But we're not going to be getting enough food. I'm talking about, what are you doing?
Correct.
So she caught on. She said, well, this is happening. And I said, I said, she said to me, and we're going to go back to peace. Peace.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord spoke, yes. in my spirit, peace. I said, well, mm-hmm. do you know that Jesus whooped people in the synagogue with cat of nine tails?
Mm.
Okay. And she said, and she's quiet, right? I said, and,
yes.
did you read after that he was upset and distraught and everything? No. He said, go and do that no more.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
He didn't talk to them back and forth. He gave a command.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so she was quiet, and I said, what you're doing is you're accepting the worldly, what the world or what somebody told you peace was walking, yes. on that cloud and nothing,
yes.
you have no problems. I said, let me tell you something. I don't watch the news, but I heard that somebody who was religious got shot and killed.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
We're not exempt no matter what religion we choose. I said, Malcolm X is a perfect example. Martin Luther,
yes.
King is a perfect example. Jesus is a perfect example. We're,
yes.
not exempt from problems here on earth.
Correct.
I don't know,
correct.
Who told you that. Peace,
yes.
sometimes you have to upset. I said, Martin Luther King said it best. Sometimes you have to upset things in order,
yes.
to have peace. You have to upset,
yes.
things. You have to change, correct. The way things look.
Yes.
And that I said that in the beginning, even in, you know, I said, I'm going to go even further with you. You know what the church is? She said, well, it's where we go. I said, mm-mm. First it's us. Then it's your family.
Yes.
Where do you have the most challenge?
Mm-hmm.
Not in the church. It's with, mm-hmm. your family. And if you can't handle that challenge in that church, forget about the building. Because that's what that is when we go to that. It's a building.
Yes, yes, yes.
But I'm so glad that you said you. I'm excited. I can't wait to our show. This is longer than what we're supposed to be, but I can't wait to our show. I can't wait. I don't know what I'm going to do with you next. I'm really excited. I want to do something else because I'm thinking about all this stuff that we could do. And I'm audience, this is what we're talking about when I talk about to you all about authenticity. When people are authentic, it just flows. When people get together and talk, whatever, it could be about peanuts. It's so authentic.
Yes.
This is what you want to be. You want to be genuine. You want to be the real you, what God intended you to the person to be. No matter what you put on the ornaments, you ornament yourself with, it's you or got to be yourself. And be good with that. And don't care what nobody else thinks. Like, really. Dr. Monica, I'm so glad you're here. And you will be back.
Thank you.
And I want to
wear out my welcome then.
You're never going to wear out your welcome. Because I'm going to call you up, okay? I might have to come to Cali on you, okay? We're going to have to do something in Cali, okay? We got to do something in Cali. What are your final thoughts and your best tips to share with women who are in business right now?
My final thoughts would be, first of all, evaluate why you are in business.
Oh, good.
That's the first one. Evaluate why. And make sure it aligns with your purpose. Make sure it's beyond the money and you're serving purpose.
Right.
Because at some point in life, if you're not operating in purpose, things are going to push you and propel you so that you are operating in purpose.
Right.
So don't resist it. You might as well find it now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm going to say something even about the book. I found myself, first of all, I'm not wanting to write this book. And I was forced to write it. I was forced to write this book because I lost my major contract, my six-figure contract. But first of all, thank God I was in a position where I could afford to lose it. Now, it hurt. It hurt. Trust me, it hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But I stopped and I wrote this book. So when I wrote this book was written in 7 days.
Wow.
7 days. Now, that wasn't me. That means that I'm operating in purpose.
Yes.
And I can't believe what's in this book. I became so not fearful, but concerned about what I was saying in the book, how it would be received. And I said, well, you know what? And there's nothing else you can lose, so you just go for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so when things, I'm saying this for people, when book sales don't go the way that you expect them to go,
right,
when people don't buy the book that you thought would buy the book, but when it's impacting other people, then that's your purpose.
Right.
So keep moving forward. Most, you know, again, I have never met Edna, and sometimes you have to open yourself up to platforms and places that you never thought, because you never know who's going to hear you. So don't look at, you know, well, if Oprah calls me, I should go over here, but if I have a conflict and, you know, I'm supposed to meet with Edna, then I'm going to cancel Edna. No, you don't do that. You need to treat everybody as if there are an Oprah. And that makes a huge difference.
I will tell you this. I never thought, and I told you this before the interview, I never thought that Amazon would pick me up, because literally I had not that many followers.
Yes.
And they wrote me to say, we love your content. This is exact.
Yes.
I can send you the email, and we want to sponsor you on our platform. And I'm like, wow, like, wow. And so they said, and by the way, if you ask Alexa, if anyone has Alexa, your podcast can play. I mean, just ask for your podcast. And I'm like, wait, what? And I thought, here I am thinking small scale.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And I could say this honestly, is like, Oprah never got that opportunity. It was a first for me. And that's my Oprahville. That's my Oprahville. That's my, yeah. That's my Oprahville. And, yeah. and I said, oh Lord, you know, what am I going to do? And it was like, just do it. Just do it. Mistakes, issues with just do it. And we don't have to be noticed by anybody, but we're getting the word out in our piece of the world. And that's what matters. And Doctor, we have been on here 47 minutes and 42 seconds, okay? But I want to tell you that you will be back.
Thank you.
There are some topics that we're going to talk about. I want to have a panel. I also want to do a book on mothers that passed away for in May, mothers that passed away, a letter to the mothers and a picture and to kind of share like with the world what their mother was about. Because I don't, you know, we celebrate mothers commercially. We do. We do.
Yes.
But not many people know about mothers.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying? The mothers that really went through the muck and mire. We hear stories and they fade away. I don't want this story to fade away. I want the many friends that I know to contribute to this, to share about their mothers, share a picture with their, of their mother, and it be memorialized. We have, I think, Dr. Monica, me and you, we're going to do some stuff. We're going to do some stuff. We're going to do some stuff. I'm excited that I met a kindred sister. I've met three kindred sisters since I started. I will tell you that. But you're the third one. Okay.
Okay. I'm looking forward to being surrounded by like-minded people.
I have a coach myself because I believe in investing in myself. I believe that if I don't know something, I need to get that feed, the influx, the gleaning that I need to get where I need to go. And my coach has been working with me for since February, and he's like, he's so proud of me. He can't even stand it. And I'm like, listen, I'm all about results. I'm result driven. Not about what you say that somebody else did, but Edna is going to have some results for Edna.
Correct.
And I will tell you, he said to me, I'm so proud of you. I don't even know what to say anymore. Like you're getting it. I said, you know what? It's like a match on dynamite. Yes. You light it and it does what it does.
Correct.
So it could be dynamite. It could be fireworks. It could be whatever it is. It's going to do what it do.
Yes.
And I said, I'm thankful that you, cause I fought him all the way. I was bad. He could tell you. And I was bad. I was like, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. And I told him and no one's, I'm not doing that. And he was very patient. And I said, you know, I want to be a coach like that, that I'm very patient. But I realized I am that coach. I may not be that coach for myself because I'm my own worst enemy, but I am
like
that coach.
Like we all are.
Yeah.
See,
but Dr. Monica, you and two other sisters are the only ones that said like we all are. No one else has ever said that. Oh, everything's flowers.
Yeah.
We need to be true with ourselves. And Dr. Monica, we have 51 minutes and 18 seconds. But I'm going to tell you, I'm writing you back tonight.
Okay.
Because we're going to do some stuff together. I don't know what it is, but we're going to let it unfold. Audience, we're going to let it unfold. And I want you all to look for that, no matter where location, because I might go to California. I just came from Sacramento. I might go back over here to go California to see her. Okay.
I want to plug something else because it may align with what you're doing. In addition to the book, I have a journal that people can walk through to heal from those, help address and confront, close, and crucify those wounds. But in addition to that, I'm developing 7 courses, overcoming church wounds, overcoming family wounds, overcoming workplace wounds. And I did a poll with a few of my followers. I don't have many followers. And I asked them to rate the courses, which are the number one courses. The number one course that everybody wants is overcoming church wounds.
Absolutely.
The second was overcoming family wounds.
Absolutely. We are, so we're in the same, we need to do, like, audience, we have not met each other. We have not met each other.
Nope, first time
at
talking.
All. We first time ever. We talked on DM. That's it. We have never met each other. But I will tell you, and you guys know me, those two things I always talk about. I have been spiritually wounded for years. 29 exact.
Yes, yeah.
Okay?
I understand. I understand.
Okay.
Trust me.
Family wounds, way early. Way early to the 40s. Yeah. Okay, yeah. 5 to the 40s. So I know what you're talking about. We're going to have to do something together. Yeah. If it be something live or whatever it is, we're going to have to do something together because this is awe-inspired. This is awesome inspired. This is God inspired. This is universe inspired. You and I.
Yes. And I have only prayed, Lord, send me where you want me to go. I don't want to do anything that's not going to yield results and purpose.
Right.
So wherever that is. And so the last few podcasts have been truly divine connections.
Yeah.
Definitely. Without a doubt. I agree.
Well, I will tell you, I've had three connections. And let me just tell you this. I believe in like recycled energy. This is me. Mm-hmm. So when I had moved to China, God kind of orchestrated that. I knew that I was in connection with Chinese. I don't know why, but I met this woman, Dr. Wilson.
Okay.
Chinese, California. I need to go to California. That's what it's calling for me, California. And I need to go there. But we were in such connection, like you and me right now. It went over, and I'm like, oh my goodness, it's going over. It's going over. But this is good. What we were talking about, we agreed about the same things. And my thing is saying 50-55, and he's in the red zone. So we're going to go, audience, we are in such a whole mess. But I want to tell you, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post it on your social media, or leave a rating and review. To catch the latest from me, you can follow me on Facebook at EJW Coaching, on Instagram at EJW Coaching, and on Twitter at EJW Coaching. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time. Thank you, Dr. Monica.
Thank you.
You next time, and I hope the show ends up in the world as it only can be.
Yes.
Bye for now.
Hey, everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping, too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.